Hello, 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 and welcome to the one-man Q&A show. I can't believe it. I can't believe they abandoned me and left me here to fend for myself amongst an entire audience of questions. But let's go ahead and kind of jumpstart, and I guess jumpstart, get started, do the dang thing. So long story short, Levi and Dane are still out for this week, right? They got back. They need to catch up on a lot of rest. They're still really tired. And I'm sure we're going to hear the entire story and all of the shenanigans and excitingness next Monday on the main show. But today, I'm going live for one and 1 hour only to answer your detailing questions, but also just to kind of, shoot the stuff, right? And just kind of hang out, have fun, and be present, because we did not have a main show this week, mainly for the fact that, I think that really, for the most part, Next Day Nate and Just Josh, I think that they said that they were podcasted out, which I get it. I understand. So anyways, so housekeeping really quick. This week at theragcompany.com, nothing too exciting happening. We had the Sterneglass sale last week. Hopefully you guys picked up some good stuff, whether it was a fuel can, whether it was a kit, maybe some a la carte products you guys have been wanting to try. But outside of that, I think this week's going to be a pretty quiet week. Starting next week, next Friday, is the thing I'm most excited about. I've been waiting for this for like 4 years or something like that. So long time fans of TRC will remember that way back in the day we had a garage sale, and it was a fun kind of live event where we took a bunch of random things, threw them up on theragcompany.com for crazy prices, whatever they were. We put a bunch of price tags behind us in this live video, and it was kind of like a QVC-styled sale video. But with next week, being that we're going to be in October, we said, how could we have a sale, like a yard sale, but have it be like Halloween-themed, right? Because we all love Halloween around here. And then it dawned on us, right? We said, what if we did the graveyard sale? So what we are going to be doing for one day, and probably one day only, I don't think they're ever going to let us do this sale again. We're going to be creating some kind of special introductory price items, right? If you want to call them doorbusters, you can call them that. But me and Levi are going to go into the TRC graveyard, like the actual like Island of Lost Towels. And we are going to go through, my hat's all uneven, let me fix that. We're going to go into the Island of Lost Towels, and we are going to pull up relics of old TRC towels and things like that. And we are going to sell them, essentially. So basically, we're going to get some AstroTurf. We're going to get some props, some decor. Dane's going to be he's going to be on the microphone. And then me and Levi are going to be basically boxing these oddball orders live, right? These graveyard orders live while the listing is live, and then shipping them out. But we're also going to be hopefully cooking up some hot dogs, right? Some glizzies, and just having a great time. So anyway, it's going to be awesome. I'm really excited. Next week, show up. It's going to be next Friday. I think we're going from 11 to 1, 11 to 2, depending on how long, how long everything stays lively for, but we'll answer questions. But ultimately graveyard sale, man. And there's going to be some crazy things. There's going to be some avalanche towels in there. I think we're going to try to track down some old Dry Me a Rivers. They're still good towels. They're totally fine. They're just towels that necessarily we've either discontinued or stopped selling, or they were old colors, things like that. So if you ever want to, if you want to pick up these relics, these graveyard items, right, they're going to be for a good deal. We're going to throw everything we can into a box and ship it out to you for probably like a set price. So next Friday, I think it'll be pretty fun. So other than that, I think that's pretty much all I have for housekeeping. I think we can start jumping into this. So it's a one-man show, so you guys are going to have to kind of bear with me here on my speed. And we're only doing this for an hour, so try to get everything you can in, and I'll try to make it as interesting as possible. So jumping into this right here, I think this is where we're at. So Scott says, seems like it's been a long time since last week. Looking forward to it. And then thank you, Scott. And then we got Oh, what the heck? I don't know how to use this thing, man. Paulo Guerra says, what's up? Does DPT coating etch like ceramic ones when water spots or bird droppings are not cleaned up in a timely fashion? So I'm going to go ahead and say probably, but it kind of just depends, because most coatings out there on a chemical etch, right, such as like a bird dropping or something like that, might actually self-heal with UV exposure from the sun. So I can explain this. Actually, several weeks back, I had an issue with a bird dropping on my G-Technic coating that actually healed itself, right? I cleaned it off, and that etching actually went away from that bird dropping. However, a water spot etch can vary, man. Those minerals are pretty tough on certain things. So I will say it's resistant, but it's not water spot proof, if that makes sense. So just something to kind of keep in mind, right? Even though it's not ceramic based, there still is that issue that many coatings will still have. So Sam Squatch says, this is going to be great. Happy Thursday, everyone. And then we've got LR4. Can somebody talk about lighting for shops? My question stems from the current shop space I have. Lighting is brutal, and I'm supplying what I can to light up my workspace for the size of a bay. So me and Levi have talked about this quite often, where we have these, I don't have them anymore, but Berea makes LED lights. You can get them off of Amazon. You can buy them in a big pack, a big kit, and they're really affordable. They daisy chain to each other off of one power source, and they put out a pretty decent amount of light for what they cost. And you can get them in multiple color temperatures depending on what you're looking for your shop. But I 100% agree that lighting is so important. And still to this day, I see so many shops, so many garages, so many facilities, places where lighting is subpar. And I go, how the heck are you guys, you know, working in this without proper lighting? And some people don't know, right? They don't know what they're missing until they have it. And so that would be something like in my house at home, I have the Sunco wraparound lights, which my garage is pretty well lit, man. It's pretty bright inside there. And I wouldn't change a thing on those. So lighting, space out your lighting, and you know, depending on the height of your ceiling, how much space you want, what kind of reflections you want to see. Obviously, if you're wanting to get rid of darker spots around your shop or your garage, if there's areas that are completely shadowed, you're going to want to position your lights horizontally, vertically, depending on, I guess, how that light output's going to go, right? Certain places are going to benefit more from a horizontally mounted light versus a vertically mounted light. So it's going to change based on your shop. So I can't tell you which ones to get. I would say maybe look at ideas online. But I find that when you look up lighting ideas online for shops and garages, you get a lot of like artsy stuff. You get a lot of like things, not artsy, I guess what I'm looking for is like fashionable lighting, right? Which I don't think that shop lighting for detailing necessarily needs to be fashionable unless you're going for like the hex lighting, for example. But even the hex lighting, it's good, but I still think it's not as good as, you know, nice wraparound LEDs or something that's going to be much brighter than that. So anyway, something to consider. So oh my gosh, 3 pages. You guys are spoiling me today. So nice of you guys. My voice is going to be gone at the end of this. The Meridian Marmot says, this coconut light. Oh my God. This coconut lime marmot spray is great, but it seems kind of chunky when I mix it up. Any suggestions? Also, when are the bearded guys coming back? And then anyways, to answer your question there, absolute, the consistency upon mixing with water is much different than that of the other rinselesses. And so the thicker consistency is much like a soap. So what you have to do is treat the consistency as if you would with a car soap, but know that it's not a detergent. Obviously, it's not an actual soap. And mix it in thoroughly with your hand. I find that it kind of dissipates into the water within that first, you know, quick whirl of my hand. But that's pretty much it. And so I wouldn't be too concerned about it, about the consistency right into the bucket. We haven't had any issues. And then when I put it into a sprayer, I just give it a shake. Now, something I did see online is that will absolute separate from the water with time. And I'm going to say yes and no. Depending on your water, depending on what you have in the bucket, depending on if you have a grit guard, if it's in a water bottle, there's so many different factors there. I have seen some instances where some of the active ingredients did separate from the water just a little bit. Why that happened, I have no idea. When I mix it up in a sprayer, I don't have any separation issues. Everything is nice and mixed up, and it stays mixed up. Where if you have a bucket with an ultra black sponge in it, you might see some separation of the product on the top again. I would just remix it, and it should disperse back into the water. Just something to keep in mind. I'm not wanting to open up a can of worms. I'm just wanting to address that. I have seen that, so nobody's crazy if you've seen it as well. Jeff C says, have you done your first wash on the DB36 coated 4Runner yet? If so, what products did you use? So no, I have not yet. The 4Runner is still unwashed and it is dusty. So after about 2 weeks, I started noticing that there was very light surface dust, and it was about 3 weeks where I started noticing a decent amount of surface dust. But what's incredible is that it did get rained on, but it basically rained to where it just kind of created some spots within the dust. But it's incredible because in the areas that the raindrops hit it, right, like the bigger raindrops, I think my wife was driving home from like a storm that was starting, the raindrop spots where it moved the dust are like perfectly clean. And I mean like you could take your finger, rub on it, and it is squeaky clean on that surface. It's crazy, right? So I'm very much looking forward to simply taking a pressure washer and just hitting that coating and just watching everything come off. I'm almost interested in hitting it with the DI water or the ionized water from the Sierra Spotless and simply just blow drying it. And that's it. And I want to see what happens because I genuinely think that it's going to clean up like without any contact at all whatsoever. So we'll see when that time comes. But I think I might have some time this weekend to knock it out. So I can give you guys my thoughts on it. Dan Pfeiffer says, good afternoon and word up from Minnesota, USA. Happy Friday, Eve, Anthony, and the TRC gang. Let's have a great Q&A. And JD says, absolute is chunky in the bucket. How do you recommend mixing it so it doesn't have chunks? Again, I kind of just mix it up with your hand the best you can. It's going to have that initial consistency of soap. Mix it up, and you should be good to go. As long as the product's mixed in there, I believe, I don't know how to explain this. I believe once the product is fully mixed, There's nothing to worry about. And I think even with the separation of some of the active ingredients in there, I believe that the main body of liquid is still your normal solution. I think those active ingredients are probably some of the other parts of the formula in there that just need to be mixed back in. And I'd rather have Dave answer that question. All I know is that I'm not a guy that stores my rinse list after using it. So even if it does separate again, it doesn't matter because I'm just going to put new stuff in there anyway. But that's just the way I do things. I know other people like to store theirs and use theirs for multiple washes. So it's really up to you. We got Alex says, happy to have you back. We'll need to catch this 1 hour masterpiece later. Thank you, Alex. Appreciate that. And then Ryan says, cheers, fellas. There's only one fella here coming at you from central London. London, man. That's got to be... I wonder what it's like. What's it like for everybody out of the States watching the Hurricane Ian going on? Actually, let me talk about that for a quick second. I just want to say that I hope everybody's staying safe in Florida. If we have any viewers in Florida. It looks scary from the TikTok footage for sure. Like, or whatever the heck else I've seen on the news and whatnot. I obviously don't know how bad it is. But yeah, I don't know. Because I have family down there. Like my sister still lives down in Florida. Her hurricane experience has been much different. It's like some drizzling rain, a little bit of wind. That's about it. Where there's other guys that are like everything's flooding, right? And then there's other people who are literally posting pictures of beautiful sunny Florida. And I don't, I don't know. So anyways, so prayers to everybody that's involved in that, that's going through the tough stuff. And I hope that you make it out alive, and I hope your houses make it out alive, your family does, and of course your cars, right? But if your car was coated with a Diamond Body 36, then have no fear, right? The hurricane can't even touch that thing. So I'm kidding. What if though, right? Everybody else's cars are flooded and yours is like so hydrophobic that the water never even got in. Ryan, there is Ryan, then we got Stillies here. So, Andy says, installed body 36 on my fully restored 1976 step sites Chevy Saturday. Customer loved results. However, temps that day were 85 to 90 degrees Fahrenheit, 70% humidity at about 2,200 feet elevation. And then test spotting, I waited 8 minutes, coated, would not come off. Retest spotted, waiting 8 minutes, same thing. I was actually doing wipe off about 4 minutes. Okay. So I think, guys, on a recommended coating wipe off time, it's going to have to change depending on your vehicle, depending on your location, the heat, and all those things. So I am one of those guys where I follow instructions, but I kind of don't follow instructions depending on what is feeling right at that time, especially when it comes to a detailing product. And so, yeah, if that coating feels like it's tough after several minutes, remove it before then. Here we go. I already answered the Meridian Marmot. And so he says, not what I expected. I hope it bonded well. And then 15 minutes on the next test spot. Andy, I'm sure that it bonded perfectly fine. I mean, that stuff, when it bonds, it bonds. David Blowy says, snaps. What's up, guys? I don't know who that is. What the heck is that all about? What's that reference to, right? It's probably something else. When are the bearded guys coming back? Next Monday, hopefully. And then Jeff C. says, have you done your first wash? Okay, what the heck am I getting? Just like, maybe these were repeats. What is this? So this is, what am I looking at here? I'm looking at socks and shoes. Sock, sock, shoe, shoe, or sock, shoe, sock, shoe. I'm a sock, sock, shoe, shoe kind of guy. And we have Hans that says, hello, Anthony, towel snap. Joey says, what a treat. I hope not as much of a treat as this would be if they were a bag of Stell gummies involved, or if there was a bag of Stell gummies involved, that would be quite nice, or something of that nature. And we have Demo. Glad to see another Q&A has arrived. Hope y'all are back to normal schedule next week. I know, it's been a weird month, man. I'm telling you, the whole travel, everybody being gone, it's been weird. It's been strange. Even here in the office, it's been kind of strange. It's very quiet, so I feel the need to talk more, which I think just annoys everybody else. But it's so quiet that I got to fill that dead air. You know what I mean? Because the longer it goes in that silence, the more uncomfortable I get, and the more work that everybody else gets done. And I don't want that to happen, right? I gotta, you know, drive them off course a little bit just to make things interesting. We have Kimberly that says, greetings, which is better to keep in the trunk for those sprinkler drips, FSE or paint gloss? That's tough, man. If it's consistent, how do I say this? If you're able to get to that before it cures or dries up or gets worse, then paint gloss all day. But if it's one of those things that you're not seeing for several hours or maybe even to the next day, FSE probably be your better option. Wouldn't hurt to have both though. Maybe have like FSE in a very small, you know, trigger finger sprayer, and then have paint gloss in a larger bottle. Maybe see if that works. G. Davis says, when is the next day, Clay Aikman and the chips and salsa guy? Where is next day, next day Clay Aikman and the chips and salsa guy? I love that. I hope Josh sees that and knows that he is now the chips and salsa guy as a light snack. That is not a light snack. It's a committed situation. If I'm ever out and about in life and I see somebody casually eating chips and salsa while like doing a task, I'm going to be so weirded out by that, I may not be the same after it. So take what you will from that. Here we go. We've got, Brett. Brent says, Anthony, even if it's doing this by yourself, I bet you could still do it all day. I see what you, see what you did there. Yeah. Sometimes I have to look around for the camera because I don't know which one this thing's on. We have Fazal says, Y'all take it easy on Anthony. Everyone turn on your spell check and chill your 8th grade English teacher. Seriously. You guys joke around about this, but it helps, man. It helps. I read things as I see them. It's like a Ron Burgundy situation, right? Where I kind of go and read things through and I go, is that correct? Kimberly says, you're never alone. When we're with you, we're watching. We're always watching. So comforting, Kimberly. I'll sleep better at night knowing that as I look out my bedroom window between the blinds. JP says, Anthony looks so lonely. Where are the other two? I am lonely, guys. It's been tough being the most lively person here in the media building when normally Levi's there to help balance me out, or he actually contributes most of the time, and Dane balances us out, right? Dane's like, guys, you guys are being a little crazy right now, and me and Levi just roll off each other until things snowball, and we're saying just a bunch of nonsense. Demo, Dane streams for 7 hours, and all day Anthony can only last 1 hour. Ouch! Ouch! It's true, though. Dane goes into editing mode, though, where his bodily functions shut down, right? Like, there's no movement there in the intestines, in the bladder, or anything like that, and he can just kind of just does it, right? Just kind of just everything sucks in, and he just gets through it. I cannot do that. Can't wait for the graveyard sale. Dude, it's going to be awesome, man. I'm telling you guys, it's going to be so much fun. Like, me and we've been talking about this for so long, and I just want to do it to cook the hot dogs, to pack some rando products from way back in time that, like, maybe I haven't even seen before. Like, I'm just excited to get my hands in this stuff, right, and just kind of feel, because if anything, they're still completely perfect products. Like, they're great towels. They'll still be 70-30 blend towels, 80-20 blend towels. It's just that they've been sitting in a dusty box, right? And they need that dust blown off of them. Sedate says, most valuable but efficient dilution ratio for Brake Buster in an IK Foam Pro 2. 10 to 1 is the answer. So 10 to 1, that's it. All right, Hans Closen. Oh my God, I knew Hans was gonna ask this. I knew he was gonna ask it. Graveyard sale has international shipping? Hans, I don't think so, but I know you would love to have some of these historical rag company pieces. As always, I'm going to tell you what we always tell you. Reach out to John, right? And maybe by his good graces, he might figure out something for you. But I know that you love this kind of stuff. So we'll see when the time comes. JP says, I've been really looking into rinseless washing. And there's this Ivan LaCroix guy on YouTube that makes a lot of videos. I don't know. He has a, is he credible? Should I trust him in what he's saying? Absolutely. Ivan's awesome, man. We love Ivan. We actually want to have him come out here hopefully soon again. And he's sending out some samples. You guys had asked about the DIY Detail brand. We're going to test it out. We're going to try it out. We can't promise that we would sell it or distribute it, but we'll at least try it and give you our review on it. And so I know it's on its way. And I'm excited to try it out. I'm excited to smell it too. Ivan, if you're watching this, I hope you guys put some good smells in some of this stuff, because you know I'm a picky guy. G. Davis, I hope. on top of Dane's used massage chair, he says, I hope Dane's calamari fountain and Asian foot lube dispenser are part of the graveyard sale. Gee, I have no idea, man. We're going to grab a bunch of random things. And like, whatever goes in that box live on camera is what's going in the box. Like, it's not like a joke or anything like that. Like, that's actually it. We get these order sheets, right, that says, here's one graveyard box. Me and Levi open up this box. We pull towels from the other boxes. We throw them into this box. We might bag them, right, just for normal, just make it look nice. But we might bag it, throw it in there, and whatever else fits inside that box, you're getting that. So you could get a bottle of Asian foot lube if that's what you're wanting. here we go. We got Rob that says, Gosh, you guys. Any best practices for increasing efficiency other than limiting walking around the car too many times? That's a huge one. Huge. And I'm guilty of it all the time. Literally all the time. I set a bottle down, set a towel down somewhere on the other side of the car, and I find that I'm walking around the car more than I am actually working. I would say best practices, I think that depending on how you're cleaning, how you're washing, how you're polishing, like for example, I use a pad washer, right? But my pad washer is like static, right? It sits in one corner. Whereas if my pad washer was on a grit guard roller, right, on wheels, right, I could wheel that pad washer around with me around the entire vehicle and probably make faster work than going back and forth, right? But like the detail guards, tire guards, right, those are great too. Keep the core from catching around the tires. I would say that a Viper chair is a good investment because, A, you get to be more comfortable, more ergonomic. You're sitting down. You're able to maybe knock out polishing in that way, where you're not maybe, you know, on your hands and knees in an uncomfortable position. But yeah, there's a lot of the efficiency things I see, especially when it comes to working around a vehicle and especially the amount of travel, all comes down to little knickknacks. It's little stuff. It's little stuff that kind of adds up. But you have to remember to use the knickknacks. Otherwise, you know, you'll be halfway through the detail and you'll go, crap, I should have done this. I should have done this. I guess some takeaways there would be a detailer's helper belt, Viper chair, detail guard things, bucket rollers, and headlamp for lighting so you're not moving around a light. I really like the scan grip iMatch light, iMatch headlamp. It's really nice. So all those things. After Rob, we have Jody. Jody Hightower says, will you have any of the super old Everest 1400 ultra plush towels in the graveyard cell? Mine are like 5 years old, but I still love them. So Jody, it's so funny that you asked this. I think that there is some Everest back inside those cases. And so I know for sure there's the Everest 800, which I'm pretty much like taking the dibs on because they're one of my favorite old towels. But yes, I still think that there's some big, big fluffy Everest back there that we might be able to fish out. So, yeah, we're going to have to do a quality control check on the video, right? Make sure everything looks good because we don't want to ship you guys anything that's super defective or anything. But keep in mind, though, these did not pass our quality control check back in the day. So what you're getting is what you get, right? So I can't make that clearer. So if something like you guys have a strand of whatever it is, a strand of something, right? Let's just say it's one of those, it's the stitching is kind of popped off in an area and you say, hey, you sent me a defective towel. All cells are fine on this graveyard cell. What you get is what you get. It's meant to be fun. It's meant to give you some TRC history and still some usable towels, but don't nitpick too badly when this time comes. Tony says, the nice thing about Anthony is despite the speed, he always tries to make it interesting. Despite the speed of what? Despite my speed of talking? Is that what it is? Or despite the speed of sound, the speed of, are you talking about the drug? Despite the speed, I haven't done that in many years, Tony. Bill Pearson, howdy, Anthony. Joining from the dry south of SoCal, I had an interesting observation with my UBS and ONR/Absolute. In a ONR bucket, my saturated UBS floats just on top, but in Absolute, it sinks. That is interesting. And now that I think about that, I have experienced the same. But I did not think about that to write that down or really make note of it. But that is very interesting. I don't know why that is. Maybe somebody who is a buoyancy specialist or whatever you want to call that could chime in and let us know. Han says, today, I got two boxes full of Buff Bright For Real tools. Holy smokes, Hans. You are a for real and son of a gun, dude. You love those things. Chad Broad says, what would you recommend to treat/coat vinyl windows with like the ones found on a convertible or Jeep soft top. I would probably just use a normal coating. Just anything that you'd use on paint, that's what I'd probably use on. Because you wouldn't necessarily put a glass coating on that. Or you just don't coat it and put bead maker on it. That's a good question. If it was me, I'd probably just use bead maker or something like that. Hector Flores says, if I use Green Star as a pre-soak, do I have to rinse it off or can I just jump into the O&R routine, pre-spray, agitate, then wipe off? Depends on the dilution. If you're using Green Star at maybe, let's just say 20:1, 30:1, I'd probably just jump straight in with O&R. But if you're using Green Star any bit less than 10:1, I would probably rinse it off. So, from there, we've got Philip Van Boeven saying, does BrakeBuster have any rubber conditioners in it versus undressed a tire stripper without any conditioning? That's a good question. That's a great question for probably Dave Phillips of PNS. I have no idea. I know it's got rust inhibitors in it, but I don't know if it has any type of conditioners for rubber. I have no idea. Philip, that's a great question for PNS. I'll probably try to reach out to them, see if they have a better answer for you. G. Davis saying, when you mention stylish lighting, I think of Hans Closen's disco ball that shoots out a discreet mist.
God,
that was the most visual thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my God,
I just imagine Hans like saying right over here, ladies, as he like kind of guides a bunch of people and into his detail shop, but it's all like disco lighting inside there. It's all moody, like it's like a nightclub, and this disco ball just anyways. Oh man, guys, I am a child and I laugh at the weirdest things. David Blowy, Anthony, please try not to do that motion of mixing in a sprayer during the first half. What are you talking about? I thought you guys liked that. Elias popping in says, have you guys experienced Diamond Pro Body being a pro body? Diamond Pro Body being a dust magnet. I wash my Tesla and I don't use a drying aid, and within a couple of hours, there is a thick layer of dust on the car, even though it's garage. Honestly, man, I've had the complete opposite experience. Like, I don't know. I have no idea. Like, my wife's, after with DB36, for example, which uses very similar stuff, it's insane, dude. Like, it literally wasn't dusty for, like, 2 weeks. Like, there was nothing on it. I mean, it was still just as clean. So I don't know. I've not experienced that. I've experienced the complete opposite. So maybe some other people can chime in with their experience as well. We have Joey says, I've been mixing my Absolute by putting the grit guard on its side and spinning it to blend it up. Works great. It's an interesting concept, right? You put that thing in there, you start kind of getting in there with your finger and just bam, mix that thing up. Fresh batch, obviously, he says. Shinehouse saying, hey, hey, hey. And then I got Mike Fraser saying, how good is Diamond ProTech? It's pretty great, man. Everybody seems to be loving it so far. We do have a video coming out here shortly. What do you have in your hand? What? I swear to God, if you do what I think you're going to do, what? I will find you. Sorry, there's an office print going on around here, right? Where the other day, somebody brought some of these fart bombs to work, right? And that happens. I'm gonna burn this building down if somebody throws a fart bomb in here. Just letting you guys know that, right? So, Diamond ProTech is great, man. So, Dino says, hello, Anthony. Just wanted to chime in. Today I got home from a Oh my gosh, Tia got home from a hospital from an unplanned surgery. Dina, I'm so sorry to hear about that, man. Hopefully you're feeling good. Hopefully you're feeling better. And try to get some rest, man. That would be kind of scary. Andy says, wondering how DP Body 36 would fare on a boat. I also wonder. I have no idea. That's something we have not used it on, unfortunately. I'm sure it'd be great, though. Tom Kirby says, hello, Anthony. Back from store and ready to ask questions. All right, Tom. I mean, you got me here for, we got 25 more minutes here. Ron Burgundy situation, LOL. David, I have confirmed nothing, nor will I confirm anything. Jeff C. says, is there any performance difference between DB Pro 120 and DB 36 in regards to water behavior, self-cleaning, / hardness, / chemical resistance, / doing your laundry, / cooking your food, / changing out light bulbs, and / mowing your lawn? That's a great question on all those things. Resistance, or is the only difference in longevity? So it is what I know is DB 36 is a one product, one bottle. Is a one bottle. They're looking at me through this freaking window. They're messing with me right now. You don't understand, you guys. There's a window on the other side of this wall here. They're giving me this weird look. I don't like it. It's a DB 36 is one bottle system, right? Whereas 120 is a three bottle system, meaning that the makeup of that chemical is completely different. They're very distracting. You guys gotta get out of here. I'm trying to do this. Do you guys want me to work? I have to get paid tonight, today. Such disrespect, right? So DB 120, three bottles, right? You have a part A, you have a part B, and you have a hydro topper. So technically, it's a completely different kind of combination in which it goes on there. But I would say the biggest takeaway would probably be longevity. I think a little bit of hardness, and the fact that the hydro topper is the hydrophobic layer alone on 120, meaning that that is all your hydrophobic properties. It's just through the topper, not necessarily the rest of the coating doing a job in the UV resistance and everything else, and the actual thickness of that product. So, yeah. That's a great question, though. I'll see if maybe I can talk to the Diamond Protect guys to see if we can get some more clarification there on what the best way to describe those two would be in terms of difference. G. Davis says, when I saw the Q&A thumbnail, I was more confused than Anthony at a dyslexia summer camp jamboree. Oh, man. And serious question from JP, man. You guys are giving me so much love today with all these questions. It's insane, right? It's almost like you get your answer faster when you just go straight to the source. And by source, I mean when Dane doesn't have to moderate using this machine right here. And then Levi doesn't have to burp and take sips of his Diet Pepsi. But you know what? I miss them so much that it's okay. I wish they would come back. I wish Dane would take forever on this. And I wish Levi would burp and drink his Diet Pepsi because it's been lonely. Anyway, continuing on. The serious question that's not detailing related. I'll answer it, man. There's this chick that sits next to me in my lab group, and she's mad cute. I don't know how to get at her without there being a risk she, part one of two, isn't interested. And now it's just awkward for the rest of the semester, and there's still 3 months left. How should I go about doing this, man? That's a great question. In a lab, right? So the way I see it, a lab, if it's in a lab group, right, that means that there's obviously more external conversations happening, right? It's a little bit less private, and you can talk to her to where it's a little bit more casual. The thing is if it doesn't work out, you got months left, right? That's awkward, right? Because then you're avoiding the situation, right? You got to start playing the field, man. You got to start playing, you know, kind of just gauging interest, right? Crack a couple jokes, right? Start up a conversation, right? Ask her for a pen. You need to do things like that. And then you need to really see if there is any of that kind of feedback back. Now, you could ask her something after class, and you can ask her, hey, well, how's it going? What are you doing for the rest of the day, right? What do you have planned this weekend? You can ask her questions like that and also gauge the situation to A, find out if she's taken, B, find out if she's actually pretty cool, like worth hanging out with, and then C, I don't know what C is, but there's probably some other thing in there, right? And just maybe just talking to her more, right? See if you actually like her. And then you need to go from there, right? The risk is that it could be awkward, but it could also work out pretty well. The thing is life is a ticking clock, right? The longer you wait, there's just another guy that's going to get in there, especially if she's mad cute, right? How mad would you be if you were in that lab and another dude in the lab that was maybe, you know, not as good of a person as you, right, went in and got that, right? You're going to be pretty upset with yourself for not jumping to the gun fast. So think about those type of things, right? To kind of, you know, fuel that. Anyways, that's enough relationship advice coming from Anthony today. BD, as always, says, favorite towel for removing and buffing carnauba waxes. I'm going to go ahead and say the Edgeless 365 or the Creature Edgeless. Carnauba-based waxes, even the thicker stuff, I think the FTW would feel really good, but I think that would get pretty clogged pretty fast. Crystal Cars says, is waxing a car twice back-to-back a good idea or not worth it? It's simply not worth it because you're probably removing wax and putting wax back on. It's a thing of the past, layering the waxes. Joey Balinski says, really hope there's a 1 mL bottle of Blue Bean Maker in this sale. I wish, man, but there isn't. It's gone. It's gone forever. They won't let me make it again, even though I've asked them several times. Luke Newman says, hey, Anthony, I went ahead and purchased some of the Absolute from Clean and Shiny. Woo. I was worried about the coconut scent, but it wasn't that bad. It kind of reminded me of a laundry detergent scent. Great stuff. I'll take that, Luke. That sounds good, man. I'm glad you liked it. Anthony, will P&S Kyle's Boat and RV Restore help clear the yellowing on old gel coat? I tried it but did not see anything change except the surface slickness. Depends. It really depends if it's beyond that gel coat and the actual plastic itself or the material itself has had some significant UV breakdown. There's really no way to tell unless you do a test spot. So you can try it, use a different pad, you can use a different compound. If it's improving, awesome. If it's not, that just might be where you're at. You know, got to move on. Brian Martinez says, when the IK Trigger Sprayer Comfort Grips, when is the Comfort Grips coming out? SEMA? After SEMA? I don't know, man. I think that IK's taken a while with some of the things. No offense to them. I understand that, you know, there's still a lot of shortages and whatnot, but I'm hoping it's soon. I want one for every one of my IK sprayers. Seriously. I have 10 IK TR1s, and I haven't had one of the Canon trigger sprayers fail, which is amazing, right? Because, I mean, I've put so much different crap in those that they're still working flawlessly. But I will say that Comfort Grip is going to make a huge difference in terms of, you know, me using it and doing a pre-spray with something I'm spraying a ton of. So I'm looking forward to it as well. And then we have Mop303 says, when is the battery-powered IK foamer coming out? That I have no idea. So we have one here. We've been testing it for a year. I wasn't even going to say anything. I wasn't even going to talk about it. But you guys pinned me down, right? You held me at gunpoint. You guys said, Anthony, if you don't tell me about this battery-powered IK foamer coming out, then say goodbye to your family. And I was like, oh, my God, I got to say something. So we've had one here for almost a year. Or not a year. Probably had it for about maybe 8 or 9 months. And we've been stress testing it to make sure that it's good. And it's been great. I don't freaking trust these guys. So this door keeps opening up and closing, right? I swear, if they do something, I don't know if they're throwing something in here, if they're not throwing something in here. But I'm telling you right now, you don't want Jeff and Carolyn to see this because they're going to be pretty upset knowing that Anthony didn't get any work done at all this week if you guys keep distracting me. Because this is the only work I've done this week. So anyways, I have no idea, but we've been stress testing it. And it's been awesome. It's been really fun. I'm very curious to see what the price is going to be. That's what I'm waiting for. Eric McMahone says, "Hi Anthony, does iron remover go bad? I have a year old partial gallon that doesn't seem to work as well as it used to." I don't necessarily think it'll go bad. I think if you give it a really good shake, it probably will kind of, you know, get things moving again inside there. I don't know. I've had bottles of Ferrex that have sat for over a year and they still seem to do a good job. That's a good question. I have no idea. We'd probably ask Dave from PNS, maybe. And, you know, he's the chemist, so he'd probably have a little bit of a better idea. Tom Kirby says, "Stilly's Mobile Detailing, check your Facebook Messenger and let's talk." And then we've got Sheldon says, "Hey guys, just logging in from work and I'm hearing something about graveyard sale. Are there any Draugas in the sale?" I have no idea. That would be pretty sweet. If they were in the sale, they would be defects. So I don't think that would be ideal if all the Draugas that we put out were defects. So I would say let's probably just wait and see. I'm going to kill these guys, man. They're laughing on the other side of the store. I hate it. Let's see. We have Philip Van Boeven that says, "Can PNS..." I can't get over this stupid name. I'm going to say it. Can PNS Envy... God. Why? "Can PNS Envy be used in place of panel prep for legend coding?" It cannot. No. And then we have Dan Pfeiffer is asking about a PPF coating, and then we have G. Davis saying, "When I think of luxurious buoyancy in a slippery liquid, I automatically go to Anthony." Thank you, G. David says, "So question about Absolute and Bug Off. Do I need to spray Bug Off with a hose, or can I just use Absolute rinseless wash right after it, no rinsing?" That is a good question. I would preferably say to rinse it. But I think the guys from PNS would probably know a little bit better. Yeah, I don't know, man. Bug Off, it's safe, right? But at the same time, I wouldn't want to let that sit forever, right? Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't want to let that sit and assume that Absolute has enough cleaning power to neutralize that. I don't know. That's just me. But I'm also crazy. Tom Kirby says, "Philip Van Boeven Brake Buster. No, it does not have any rubber conditioners nor UV protection. Per my recollection, those would come from your tire dressing product." I would agree with that. And then, oh my gosh, David. Right, guys? It's just me. $19.99 from David Blow. He says, "This is for the Fart Bomb Fire Prevention Fund." I'd burn this place down. I would. It sucks so much because everybody would be in it. And I would say, "I'm sorry, you guys shouldn't have effed with me on the Q&A live stream, right? I didn't want this for any of us." And that's how it'd go down, right? Actually, I got to be careful. I probably shouldn't say that on like live with mentioning fires and things like that. Because if this place ever did burn down, who are they going to point to? The guy that said on the Q&A, right? I wouldn't want that happening. Tyler Cruz says, "Anthony's top three drying towels and go." Pretty easy and pretty short list. Liquidator, 1500, Double Twistress. You guys are going to say, "Anthony, you didn't say the Gauntlet, right?" I love the Gauntlet. I think it's a great towel, right? Me and Levi collabed on that towel together. But something about just the dang twist loops that just like the pure twist loops, right? Not the flared twist not the flared twist hybrid combination, that they just get the dang job done. Like, I was drying my truck this weekend. I went and took it into a spray and pay because I didn't have enough time to knock it out in the front of my house, and there's also sun, so I wanted some shade. So I spent $20 at the spray and pay to do it myself. Why? I don't know. Just wanted to. And I brought a gauntlet with me. And my gauntlet was pretty sealed up because I've been using Beadmaker with the gauntlet. And I was so frustrated that it wasn't absorbing as much as it should. And I was frustrated that I didn't wash it with Rags to Riches or soak it prior. And all I had on me was a double twistress. And that little double twistress, the little towel that could, man, it did the whole thing. I wrung it out, went back over it. I don't even like to wring out towels, but that one you can wring out. It did a good job. I don't even know what page I am on. Okay, I'm actually doing pretty good. No way. Am I really on page 2? No, I don't know where I'm at. I literally have no idea where I'm at. Which page am I on? 2? Yes. Yes. I'm on page 1, dude. No way. I'm amazing at this. I think I can knock this out in literally 1 hour. Poor Anthony. It's tough trying to do a one-man show. It can be that way, Sue. And then Stefan says, if I was to get windshield coverage with PPF, do I still need diamond glass coating? No. If you get windshield PPF, you're good. Yeah, I wouldn't. I mean, most of the windshield PPFs now have actually some hydrophobic properties to them, so I wouldn't even worry about it. David Blowy says, I miss the cold ones being cracked into the mics. I know. It's not the same without that happening. Just playing. That's part of the game, man. And then G-Diva says, when will Dane's bougie unrelatable vacation video drop? Oh, my God, G. That is, you don't know why that's so funny, but it is. So I'll let Dane explain that at a later time. David Bloy says, weird as it may be, I'm engaged to my sister's best friend. What? That is kind of crazy, man. Man, those sleepovers must have been crazy back in the day. And then we have, former best friend. Okay, that makes sense now. And then Crystal Cars says, JP is going to get friend zoned. Oh my gosh, I hope not. G. Davis says, the ticking clock Anthony speaks of will be provided by your marriage counselor / divorce attorney. Oh my God. JV says, Anthony, current favorite spray-on rinse-off sealant. Spray-on rinse-off. Man, I'm going to go ahead and say I really like the EC coat. It's easy. EC, as some would say. It's a good product. There are some other good ones out there, but I think EC Coat probably still my favorite. David Blowy says, I've still got about a half a gallon of Blue Bead Maker, and I associate Absolute scent more with a shampoo or conditioner scent. I could see that. And then, what the heck? These are not real names, man. Like, you guys are making these to where I can't read them. Zidzy Bidzy. What's up, Anthony? Can PNS Absolute Rinseless Wash also be used as a waterless wash? Yes. At a dilution of 128:1, for example, just curious, yeah, probably do 128:1. If you've had any bird droppings you wanted to clean off, yes. So similar to ONR, right? ONR could also be used as a waterless wash, right? But it won't have those extra strong cleaners that something like Epic would have, right? Hence why Epic exists within the PNS line. Absolute exists in the PNS line. OptiClean existed and it still exists in the Optimum line, and ONR exists in the Optimum line, right? Why would they make those waterless wash products? Because they have some stronger cleaning properties to them. And so more concentrated, I should say, right? So something to keep in mind there. Gorilla Jeebus asking the question, saying, what's up, Tony? Currently recovering from Kovkov. My car hasn't been washed in 2 weeks. Oh, I see what you're trying to say. Eagerly waiting PNS Absolute in the EU2. Dude, I hope you get it, man. I hope you get it soon. And I hope you get to live those tropical vibes before it starts getting too cold. Why do detailing products come scented? Do you prefer scented or unscented? I will always prefer scented detailing products, David. Detailing is not that serious of a thing. It's not. It's fun. It's a great way to protect your investment, depending on what your investment is. But I think for the most part, if you're going to go out there and do the work and try to zen out, that the product should probably smell good, or whether you're doing work and you're working every single day and you want something that's going to bring you some happiness because you've knocked out 5 cars in a day and you want to look forward to something, I think that spray and the scent of that final wipe down spray or that tire shine or that interior detailer or cleaner is going to make your day better. And so scents make people happy. People that are unscented things, I don't want to hang out with you. That's what it comes down to, man. You know, we're probably not going to like each other, right? You probably like plain white rice. I want the soy sauce on it, right? You probably like Pop-Tarts without frosting on it, right? I'm not into it. I want some flavor in my life, right? Don't be afraid of the flavor. Don't be afraid of the smells. Enjoy them, embrace them, live it up. G. Davis, because my voice is going, says, is it true the graveyard sale will include a couple's hot stone massage with Alex Dewar and Luke Berge? Yes, it will. It's actually both of them massaging you. It's not like a couple situation where it's like, you know, they you both get them both at the same time. And they're two big boys, right? And so strong hands. They build them different up in Canada and Pennsylvania. Stefan says, Anthony's dating Q&A on Thursdays from now on here at the TRC channel. You never know, right? And then Jasper says, thanks for and live. How many days of dust would you use paint gloss on? Is it okay to use, say, after 3 days? I'm addicted to that stuff. Like, how easy is it to use, and the anti-static properties and all that it produces? Every several days would be fine. I mean, is that how you're cleaning your car? I would still do a normal wash and maybe use paint gloss as a topper. I just think that consistent, quick detailing, right? There's always that chance that you could mar or anything with even the softest of towels, right? With any type of quick detailer. So just wouldn't make it like a habit as that's how you clean your car forever. However, if you stay on top of it quite often, I don't see why it would hurt. The chemical won't hurt your vehicle. But I could see, I don't know, you might become nose blind to it, right? And it may not start smelling as good as it was. And you might lose interest. Something to think about. I have, oh my God, this is new. Elongated Muskrat says, KCX Magic Wheel Cleaner or Stjarnaglass Huel, which one are you grabbing first for the most effectiveness before contact cleaning? I've tried both and can't decide. I am right there with you. I have no idea. Between the two, I usually have reached for the KCX Magic Wheel Cleaner. The reason being is that I have no idea. I think I like the cleanliness of it. I think it cleans nicely, right? I think it sticks in the places I spray it. But with that said, though, I prefer the smell of Huel more. And I think that they both are amazing. I mean, It's tough. It's a tough cookie, man. It's a tough cookie that I'm not wanting to crack open at this point in time. Buy them both. Which one do you grab? Jay Bear says, is there going to be a new t-shirt for the graveyard sale? There is not, but there will be a new t-shirt for the upcoming sale after that, right? There is going to be another major Halloween sale, and that t-shirt is the most badass shirt we've ever made. And so many that I ordered 2 of them, right? So you guys are going to like this. Interstellar says, when KCX Multistar MSN will be available, I have no idea. That is, reach out to Coach Kevin USA. Say that Anthony from the Rag Company wants Multistar. Tell him that if he doesn't get it soon, you're not invited to his birthday parties anymore. And we'll see if that speeds things up a little bit. I don't think it will, though, because my birthday parties just consist of drinking a lot of alcohol and then sledding down a tube hill and having fun. But who knows? It's a good time. BD, as always, says, for drying, do you prefer one giant towel or multiple small ones? I am a I don't know what I am. I'm both. I like doing both. David Blowey says, oh, snap. So AI posted in the group about my situation and got some great clear answers. However, I clayed my truck with the Ultra Clay Towel, an absolute 128:1. It marred the snot out of my paint. That is weird. That is insane. Really? We have not had literally one marring situation with the clay towel or absolute 128:1. Like, not even close. And we've done the softest of paint. So that's incredible to hear that. I don't know why that would be. Because the clay towel, that's one thing, right? Where it's like, hey, this is already so slick and so soft. It's that towel is so fine. The chance of marring is so incredibly low. But with absolute and the amount of body that it has, I have no idea. I'm going to assume that's the softest paint. I have no idea. Tony Mazel. David, were you the one that posted about it being black Chevy truck? If so, that paint is actually crazy soft. Michael Martinez, we're jumping to him. Tried using Absolute a couple times. When I leave it in the bucket overnight after washing, it develops a film on the surface of the water, and the dirt seems to float around. So in our experience, the dirt tends to float to the bottom of the bucket. However, I have seen other pictures and videos where there's light contamination that seems to kind of float around on the surface as well. I have no idea why there's been varying things there. I would just reach out to PNS to see if they have any insight on it, because it should absolutely be floating down to the bottom underneath the grit guard. Nash says, Anthony, Roop is two-stepping my wife's white Equinox, then getting DB36. Any tips? Worried about running out of the coating, 30-mil bottle. I think you'll be fine. I mean, we did my wife's whole Forerunner with one bottle, so you'll be fine. Tyler Cruz says, you got a favorite product that TRC doesn't sell or would that get a fella in trouble? Oh, there's a lot of favorite products. There's a lot of products out there that we don't sell that I really enjoy using. Chemicals, accessories, other things like that. Here's one I was just talking about the other day. I love the Easy Reach tool from, what's it called? Invisible Glass for windshields. It's amazing. Why didn't I think of that, right? It's so good. I use it all the time. It cleans my windshield perfectly. And, yeah, you can even wrap a TRC towel around it to give you some extra cleaning ability if you want to do that. Jerry Joseph says, oh my God, what a kind of thing. Anthony, it looks like you're losing some weight on a new workout diet regimen. Literally, no. I'm just sitting in front of the camera probably then versus the side where you guys get to see my stomach. No, I'm not. I haven't done anything. I have, I'm a dad now, and so I'm running around more. Maybe that's what it is. Crystal Cars says, I'm a big fan of Adam's shampoo. I've not had anything beat it yet. Can you recommend an alternative for the thick, soft suds? Dude, I'm a GSF guy. Coach Kemi GSF. I would die for that product. I would take a bullet for that product. I want that product to foam my casket when that time... Okay, not really, right? But I really love GSF. I think it's such a good soap. Not great. Not the best in a bucket alone, but through a foam cannon on with the bucket wash. It's amazing. It's like the creme de la creme. But I did use it in a bucket the other day for that truck wash I was telling you about. And I was kind of disappointed that there wasn't as much body to that soap in the bucket alone as it was, because normally I'm foaming it. I didn't foam it that time. Still worked, but I still was hoping for something a little bit slicker. We have Tom Kirby says, thanks for taking on the Q&A. Thanks, man. And then Jerry Joseph, where does Adam's BMW 335 rank in your list of fun ride-alongs? I would say it was up there. Not the fastest car. I mean, it's pretty quick, right? But I don't know, man. I've been in some pretty crazy things. Some stuff, though, wasn't even that much faster. It was just sketchy. It was still fun. Like, there was an LS-swapped Volvo wagon that was boosted. I can't remember the size of the turbo that was on it. But we did a Wash Wednesday with that way back when, many, many years ago. That was one of the sketchiest rides I've been on, but it was a blast. It was really fun. A lot of those older Wash Wednesdays had a ton of ride-alongs that you guys should go back and check out. There was a lot of fun stuff. We stopped doing it mainly because of the COVID situation, but maybe, you know, if things get better, which I don't know if they will, it doesn't seem that way right now, but maybe down the road we could start doing that again. But I've been in some pretty fun cars. Let's see. Does iron remover break down and damage your wax coating? It could potentially, yes. Dane, oh my God, says, I've been watching the whole time, but have heard I can be a bit distracting, so I waited to the end to talk to you. You've done a great job today, and I can't wait for the graveyard sale. I know, Dane. We're burying him alive. He doesn't know that yet. I know that. But he's going to be buried alive, and it's going to be the most hilarious thing we've ever done. And I love being creative here. It's fun. We have, it was the black Chevy truck. Okay, maybe that answers your question then. Here we go. A couple more questions here. Gary Dean wash method for them. Also, dirt lock by detail guards, grit guard. Okay, all right. And then Adam Hancock says, happy Friday evening, Anthony. I've been using Gion wet coat to help keep wheels clean longer. Can you recommend a spray-on, rinse-off, ceramic coating, sealant coating for wheels? What is it, Hydro Blue from McKee's? Pretty good. For wheels, I don't know. Specifically for wheels. Spray on, rinse off, I don't know. Somebody else chime in, something that they would like. David says, the scent, says Tony Mizzle, nope. The scent question was really about, A, not sure about the coconut scent, but I might pick up a quart when I run out of O&R. Also, seasoned rice over plain rice. Oh, David, I like that. I like where your head is. Dane says, oh no, and then... reading comments, I will add. I don't know what nobody's. I don't know what JR's referring to. Anyways, guys, my voice is gone. Like I have we've done it 3:06. This has been one heck of a fun Q&A. Short but sweet and straight to the point. 1 hour of hanging out with me and listening to my voice. Thank you for succumbing yourself to that, because I don't even know if I can listen to myself talk for an hour straight, let alone without anybody else here to have some banter with. So as always, stay tuned for next week. Right, next Monday we're gonna be having the main show Q&A, back to hopefully the routine as usual. Then Thursday, another hopefully exciting Q&A, and then that graveyard sale on Friday, where you're gonna pick up some TRC relics for one heck of a deal, packed by yours truly, and Dane is gonna be buried alive, and I swear it's gonna be hilarious and awesome and fun. I want you guys to join us. So as always, guys, thank you so much for watching. Make sure to give us a big thumbs up if you enjoyed seeing this solo Q&A, and as always, stay tuned for more Q&As and more fun live videos right here at the Rad Company. See ya.